Chapter 4. For the practice of concentration and meditation, silence, solitude, regularity, guidance, and company of the awakened and illuminated souls is very essential. It must be realized that thoughts are the means of externalization and objectification of the universe. Thoughts activate and express themselves in us through I, me, and mine. When our thoughts are spiritualized by meditation, ego consciousness is transmuted or changed into divine consciousness, and our mind works in tune with and as an instrument of the divine will. When our thoughts are spiritualized by meditation, ego consciousness is transmuted into divine consciousness, and our mind works in tune with and as an instrument of the divine will. Determination and persistent striving is needed to build up the desired character, which is the deciding factor to resolve all issues and problems of life, good or bad, and make or mar life. The circumstances, environment, and fate are the materialization of our own thoughts, and we have no right to put the onus of our miseries on others. So the circumstances, environment, and fate are the materialization of our own thoughts. Peace and prosperity can be ensured for the entire humanity only by generating a new thought force. Propagation of teachings and philosophies of saints and godmen will go a long way towards the creation of sublime world of grace. One should also cultivate the habit of reading literature and writings of holy men to purify one's thoughts. Thoughts are the cause or seeds of all our physical actions, emotions, and impulses. So if we want to change our life, character, and fate, we have to strike at the very root and transform our thoughts for the betterment through sublimation of our consciousness, faith in God, meditation on His name, company of enlightened souls, and grace of the Guru. In this way, our own life, as well as the civilization of the world, can be sublimated and ushered into the divine realm.